Paul.
Now, this movie is Simone. Fantastic, by the way. Very entertaining, very funny, a very strange film.
Yes.
And part of it is a dynamic of the relationship between a director and a star who may be difficult or perceived to be difficult.
Yes.
Now, when you were working early on with Francis Ford Coppola, did you have any of those moments when he was asking things that maybe you couldn't deliver on or a misunderstanding about performance or what was being requested? Any moments like that come to mind early on in your career?
Well, there's a few. And I think the one that's most outstanding with Francis, if I can remember it, was I hope it's not too long, but it's...
Take your time, Al.
Yeah, I know. You don't kill time, it kills you, right? That's it, yeah. There was the scene in Godfather 1, if anybody remembers it, when Michael, young Michael, gets married in Sicily and he has to pass around candies. It's a tradition, an Italian tradition. And then Francis says, okay, Al, here's the thing. You pass around the candies, you go to the different people, and then you take the girl who's your wife and you waltz, you do a waltz, and you go off in the car. So I thought, okay. I said, Francis, you say you want me to talk in Italian to these people that I'm passing the candy. I said, I don't speak Italian. He said, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you just say anything. Whatever. You know, I mean, double talk, whatever, because I'm way up with the camera. We'll get it later. You know, don't worry about a thing. Just waltz around with the girls. So I said, Francis, I don't waltz. I don't know how to waltz. He's looking at me. He said, well, do something. You move with the girl. It doesn't matter. Just move around. Hold her. You walk around. You've got some. Just do a thing. Spin around a couple of times. I got the camera up there. It doesn't matter. Get in the car and take off. I said, Francis, I don't drive.
Why did I pick him? Why him?
Speaking of driving, I was looking at this list of stuff. 1977, Bobby Deerfield, great racing movie. Don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, I liked it, but... I liked part a lot. There's some parts in it that were quite good. Sidney Pollack directed that, and he did Tootsie and that wonderful movie with Meryl Streep, Out of Africa. He's a great director. Yeah.
Tell us the stories about working in live theater.
Well, there's so many I have stories. I just happen to know about this one thing. I have a story. Your theater is what I do most of the time, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that your preference, honestly?
Well, it's what I started with. Yeah. And I think that I have a more of a feeling about it some way. I feel more at home when I'm doing it.
Money's a little different, though, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why I can afford to do it now, actually. I was in a play once it was in Boston. The play was called The Basic Training of Pablo Hummel, and eventually I came to New York and I did it. Thank you. Many years ago. But during a performance in Boston, it just gives you an idea of what happens on stage sometimes, the kind of relationship you have with an audience, because you get really... you get really intense about it, and you start to connect in ways that you just don't understand. I mean... So one night I was doing the play and I had this feeling. It was a feeling I had never had before. I was connecting to someone in that audience, and it was like because the eyes were riveted to me, and I felt I was drawn to it.
Making contact with someone's eyes.
Yes, it's a feeling you get.
It's like being in the athletes talk about the zone. Maybe
you're in the zone with that person, and you just, you know. And finally, I started playing the whole play. It was at such a degree that I had to look out at the end of the play and look into the area that was giving me so much vibe. So I went, I couldn't wait for the curtain call to come, and finally it comes, and it's the end of the play, and we come out, we take our bows, and the first thing I do is I look over directly to where those eyes were, and they were two seeing eye dogs.
That's silly.
It's an illusion, you know.
That's not right.